David Kim, Jerusalem, the final stop of the Philadelphia Orchestra's 2018 tour. How does it feel?
Well, it's exhilarating. It's more than anybody could have described. It's a feeling of humility. We all feel humbled to be here representing our great city, our Commonwealth, and American symphonic music. Most orchestras don't get the opportunity to come to Israel. And so here we are, Haifa, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. It's overwhelming, and we are so grateful to all of our fantastic patrons back in Philadelphia who helped make this possible.
From the Concertmaster's perspective, why are the tours, and this year's in particular, so important?
Touring is an incredible privilege for any orchestra, and many orchestras don't get the privilege of touring because it's too expensive. It just makes the orchestra play better, to experience different halls, different repertoire, to play under pressure. That gives a different kind of edge to our preparation. And even though we're playing music that we performed already on subscription in back in Philly, there is something very, very special about choosing a work to take on tour.
You know, I'm thinking about the audiences in Philadelphia and how enthusiastic they are. I feel like there's a standing ovation after nearly every subscription concert. Are the audiences on tour different, more enthusiastic, less, or just culturally, is there a difference?
I think it depends on the country and the culture. Well, for instance, Japan. One would almost think at first glance that they're reserved, but they clap forever. It's very, very proper, but they just keep going and going. Taiwan, they go crazy. It's loud and raucous. Every country is different. I would say with Israel, there's a feeling of great sophistication, love, appreciation, knowledge, scholarship in this fantastic music, these great masterpieces that we're playing.
In the city itself, in Jerusalem, what is it like to play and to be in a city that means so much to people of so many different faiths?
I feel that we are transcending just the world of music and art when we are here representing the United States and American symphonic music, the city of Philadelphia. There is something pretty awesome. There's a layer of diplomacy involved, ambassadorship, if you will. And the fact that we are here representing all those constituencies through the music, in the press, we are in the community, small chamber music groups, individuals. There are so many layers to this stop on our tour, this final stop in Israel. And it has been in the making for many years. And so it's an awesome feeling. And it just feels like the greatest privilege. It just feels incredible. And many of my colleagues have told me that too. And some of those guys, well, people have been in the orchestra for over 30, 40 years.
With many tours under their belt. This one is your 19th or 20th?
Well, 19th big international tour. It never gets old. And I have a special kind of added thing that I do. Sometimes I will stay away from the orchestra in my own hotel. I'll find a different hotel. And some of us will do that just to experience these new countries and cities on our own a little bit. And so sometimes I'm looking at my phone trying to find my way to an out-of-the-way hotel, and then I'll meet the orchestra at the airport or meet them at the hall. It's a fun part of touring that I really enjoy.
You really have a sense of adventure, David.
I have had my moments where I got lost and couldn't find the hall. I was late. You know, things like that happened way back when early in my career, and I learned my lesson. So I go super prepared.
What will you enjoy most about being back home in Philly?
Being with my family and playing some golf, but just basically sitting on our back terrace and maybe telling a few stories about some of the fantastic things that happened for us on tour. I think it'll just be great to just put my feet up, because there is something frenetic about tour, and there's such pressure. You know, I don't care how close a group is. After 2 or 3 weeks on tour together, nerves can be frayed, and, you know, people get a little tired and maybe a little bit grouchy here and there. So when it's time to go home, it's a nice break.
It'll be a wonderful, relaxing time, I'm sure, and you can look back on this incredible tour. Thank you so much, David, for spending time with us. It was really great talking with you.
Thank you, Deb. What a pleasure.